From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill, opening the door to a wide range of issues, including President Trump's wish to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has aimed new criticisms at investigations of his 2016 campaign for president, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization law was used to badly surveil as well as abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act may have been used, along with a phony dossier compiled by operatives paid by his Democratic challenger to collect information about the Trump campaign links with Russia. Numerous media outlets are reporting President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
It is still under discussion, and I know the president is contemplating his recommendations.
Meantime, by law, the White House must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement signed with the international community to limit its nuclear program. That certification deadline is today. This is VOA News. U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of leading prosecutors to investigate the finances and drug trafficking activities of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization. This comes as the Trump administration ratchets up its rhetoric against Iran, accusing it of supporting terrorist organizations and fomenting instability in the Middle East. Sporadic protests continue across parts of Tunisia as government security forces try to put a stop to the scattered violence that has hit the numerous regions in the country. We get more now from Edward Uranian.
Tunisian government security forces use tear gas to quell violence across the country amid scattered protests that erupted last week following price increases imposed by the government. The Interior Ministry reported that several hundred people were arrested during the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Youssef Chahed, visiting a region hit by violence, told journalists irresponsible politicians were trying to stir up trouble and provoke a wave of vandalism. He says encouraging social unrest, violence, and pillage by bringing young people out into the streets who then get arrested is not in anyone's interest. He claims it only benefits the corrupt and those who want to weaken the state. He says the government is standing firm, along with the army and security forces, in protecting the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Dozens of Yazidi children who have been rescued from Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria are now receiving counseling to cope with and recover from the trauma that they experienced during their years in captivity. Children were smuggled out of IS-controlled territories in recent months. Britain has refused a request by Ecuador for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be given diplomatic status. That story now from VOA's Steve Barragona.
Assange has been holed up for more than 5 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was granted asylum in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over rape allegations. A British spokesman said that London was not in talks with Ecuador on this matter, and that the way to resolve this issue was for Julian Assange to leave the embassy to face justice. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Hungry mobs ransacked a food collection center and a supermarket in Venezuela's western Andean state of Mérida. 4 years of recession and the world's highest inflation have plunged millions of Venezuelans into poverty, and President Nicolas Maduro's authoritarian regime faces mounting unrest. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.